Hello, Wyverns. Wyverns? Wyverns is a question I get asked a lot, and that's why I'm here. I want a £500,000 investment in my Talkbot 2000. This is a robot, not actual size. We will build, he can, or she, can manoeuvre around your house slash body, distributing talc from its little talc dispenser here. And it will, if you've got a sweaty crutch, no more sweaty crutch because of the talc, a detachable arm for that purpose. Not only crutches, pits as well. Pits, tits, crutch. That's what we go. And so we've already sold quite a lot, as you can imagine. But the new thing that we have is this little overboard thing that he can travel around your house on. And if you put it on his back, he can just slide between your legs, spraying upward into the gooch-gooch-al area behind your, going to say the word ball sack, or lady parts. Dousing them with talc, top to bottom, and yeah, any questions really?
Why would you need it to manoeuvre around the house? When my wife finds talc anywhere, she's furious with me. Mm. And you know, that's even when it's just like localised in the bathroom.
That's why you need the Talkbot 2000. 100% accuracy, almost 100% of the time. So he will, or she, will spray the talc to perfection on your anus hole or penis tip. Keeping it dry, keeping it fresh, or pits. And so it can go all over the house. There won't be a mess. Your wife won't be uncomfortable with the talc-y spread.
Why is that better than a manual application of talcum powder?
I don't want to be too... personal here, but do you talc?
I have been known.
Well, as you know, a clammy hand is talc's worst friend. I forever have caked talc on my mitt, and it's embarrassing for everyone. Not for the Talkbot 2000. He hasn't got any hands. Sprays directly on into the damp patches, let's say, for want of a better expression, with no cakey hand talciness.
Do millennials talc?
Millennials, this is the Talkbot 2000, which is aimed at millennials. Thank you for noticing. We think there's a gap in the market for the gap between their legs.
Is that gap full of claggy talc?
Not anymore. It is currently, but claggy talc... The claggy talc bot was a failure. I know that you've obviously heard of that. We've held our hands up to that, our claggy talc covered hands. We made a mistake with the clag bot. But we've all made mistakes in our lives. And this it sort of fixes that mistake.
And you say this isn't actual size?
This isn't actual size. No, this is a smaller. This you could use this if you were for a child, for example. This is a fully operating Talkbot 2000. Pop that on the floor of your house. Have you ever seen those hoovers that hoover your house whilst you are at work or crying upstairs? This can do that job. So if you've got a baby, people love talking babies. Pop that. It'll drive around up under your baby's undercarriage. Little spray. You've got a talc baby's ass.
One last question that I have. How does it know when to talc? Is it remote control? Is it AI? Has it some sort of moistness detector?
I'm so pleased you asked that question. It's actually TI. It's talcule intelligence. So this can actually sense the dampness within any tit, pit or crutch from 100 yards. What you will find is that when you have a guest round with a particularly claggy bumhole, this will automatically go in, talc into the nooks, talc into the crannies. Suddenly, you've got a sweet smelling anus sphincter, bumhole, or any other
hole,
yeah, tunnel.
I mean, I'm interested in the concept of like sliding under the undercarriage, but I'm slightly concerned there might be some IP issues with the whole sort of mechanic.
It will take photos as that happens as well. I do want to point that out, and they okay. will be on the cloud. We're aware that that does put some people off.
See, that might be a deal breaker for me, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, and it will automatically send to previous partners. There's just not anything we can do about that, unfortunately, but that's modern technology.
How much are you looking for?
Well, we were looking for £500,000. We already have a run of the Talkbot 2000, which is selling incredibly well, better than we could have ever expected. But we're looking for £150 because, well, we haven't got any talc. We need a batch of talc, basically. And there was a guy who was selling talc, a load of talc for 150 quid. We just need that money.
Well, I'm willing to offer for the £150 for 80% of your company.
Well,
I've not seen the show. God, I don't, is 80% that how it works?
Of a company.
I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. I've never seen Dragons Den. 160 quid.
Yes, please.
For 81%.
I mean, I've seen what you do. You know, I've obviously followed your career. You know what you're talking about when it comes
and
to
talc. And I am a talc boy, yeah. Hashtag talc boys.
I just wonder if there are any other offers that...
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm obviously a lot richer than you, therefore a much better person.
Yes.
And I'm just not sure your projections really add up. I don't think you've thought them through. I'm not convinced you've moved on from the clag issues. And I'm really not that convinced that millennials talc. So for that reason, I'm out. But thank you.
No, thank you. And may your talc hand always be unladen with clag. That's our tagline.
I'm happy to pay the money to have a little robot man puff up my anus.
And what about the Talkbot 2000?
I'm in.
Hello, I'm Fifi Maguire. I'm here today with the Skipper trolley. I'm looking for an investment of £100,000 for 50% of the company. Now, I don't know if any of you on the panel, any of the Wivens, I hope you're not fire-breathing Wivens tonight. Don't want to get roasted. Anyway, I don't know if any of you own legless amphibians or semi-amphibious fish of any sort, such as mudskippers. And a little known fact is mudskipper ownership is going through the roof these days since the second series of The Blue Planet, which featured the mudskippers. Mudskippers are semi-amphibious and they move around usually in their natural habitat on wet rocks with their little fins, flipper fins. That can get very tiring, especially if you're an urban mudskipper owner. So I came up with this idea. This is a little trolley, and you can walk your mudskipper around any park, any place. It will even, because of the pneumatic tyres on the back here, this will go over rough ground as well if you want to take your mudskipper for a bit of a run. I can hear what you're saying. Mudskipper, bit of a niche pet, you know. Does this work with other species? Absolutely it does. Yes. You've got some kind of salamander with tiny feet. This will go on there. He'll be happy. He'll be a happy salamander. Say you've got like some kind of snake, one of those ones with vestigial legs that can't get about a lot, or any kind of disabled lizards. They'll go on here. They'll be happy as Larry. What you do, you put them, lay them down on the chassis of the mudskipper trolley, and then you can attach a lead. And then you take it out. Also, if you've got anxious fish pets of any kind, you've got this screen. So you can screen them from the harsh reality of what's going on in the park. Maybe, you know, I don't know, someone cottaging or, you know, youths doing glue or something like that. Well, they won't have to see that. Your little darling mudskipper Or salamander, disabled salamander, won't be able to see that because it's got a screen. And you can remove that and then say, look, there's the world. There's the world. Accept it. Grow up. Obviously, this is just a prototype we're developing at the moment. We're aware that a lot of these pets are dependent on water, at least some of the time. So there will be a hydraulic sprinkler system built into the trolley to keep them moist. Keep them moist, especially on a windy day. Are there any questions?
What's to stop me with, if there was a mud skipper on that?
Yes.
What's to stop me putting that in an oven?
Nothing. It also works as an oven tray. If you like to eat mud skipper, some people do. Some people like catfish. This can be expanded. The thing is with this is a lot of accessories, like the leads are sold separately. The water system. So you can kind of modify your purchase depending on what kind of pet stroke dinner you have.
And in terms of safety, what's stopping a child ramming that into their own eye?
Well, there's a warning. There's a warning. We've done warnings. Any other questions?
You mentioned Blue Planet. Is Attenborough on board?
Attenborough, yes. I've got a voicemail of him. Sounds like him. He's got, what are they called? The ones with the mouths.
Lamprey.
Lampreys. Wow. Horrific collection of lampreys that Attenborough has. This works for a lamprey. The lamprey likes it. He looks on with his little teeth to the screen, the reality screen at the front. That guards them from the harsh realities of England's parks.
Do you not think lampreys are ready for reality?
Lampreys are never ready for reality. They've got very backward emotional development.
Would it be possible to hook that up to a lamprey-sized VR headset to give them a different experience of the world?
This is why I would love to have you on board as an investor, because it's this innovative thinking that really puts you head and shoulders above the others. Going to give us $100,000?
Not yet.
All right. But yes, there is a jingle.
But would it appeal to both mud skipper owners and lamprey owners?
Oh, Skippy, why are you sad? Has the lamprey been biting you again? And then we go to the mud skipper character. I'm thinking animated here. Yes, I'd like to see the world, and the lamprey has been gnawing on my side. Oh, Skippy, I've got the solution for you. And that's where we produce it. It's a trolley, hop on there, or I could lift you. But the lamprey's on my side, no wonder. No problem, because there's an expansion pack and the lamprey can go on too.
Slightly concerned you're splitting your market by not choosing one definite amphibian to stick with. It makes me worry that you don't have that confidence in your product to say, I'm going after the lamprey market.
If I could be so rude as to interrupt you.
You can, but you might not get any money if you do that.
This is a multi-species product. This is not just mud skippers. Too long, lamprey owners and people with salamanders, very overlooked. People with depressed salamanders with stubby little legs. They never get out from under their rock. They never come out. And also those giant ones that look a bit like a penis.
Mole rat.
No, the pink salamander. Mole rat's a great idea though. Ideas. You know, I'm going to go away enriched.
Well, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm with Chris on the whole splitting your market thing, and I wasn't sold by the jingle. It wasn't even reggae.
I like your passion, but I think your execution needs some development there. But I just really like money and I don't want to give it to you, if I'm honest.
Okay. It's been good. Good. Good meeting you, guys.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Say hi to David.
Attenborough.
Yeah. Will do.
What a wanker.
Hello, my name is Paul, and I've got something rather special I'd like to bring to you today. But first, before I go any further, will you marry me?
Will you sign a prenuptial agreement?
No.
Then
I am Paul, and I make bespoke erotic jewellery. This is my first creation. It is called Simply Glistening Tits. It is a delicate mixture of modular pieces, diamond cut modular pieces that you can arrange to, for your own shape upon a base, a ring. Your dreams can come true with any design you like. With these, you can take that off and you can put a great big cock on it if you want. There's gold, there's diamonds, it all comes together. But the popular line, the one that we're leading with, is simply called Tits. And it is 24 carat. And I think every lady would like to wear this on her finger. I'm looking for friendship. I'm looking for acceptance. And I'd like to give away 20% of my business for £1 billion. So that's it. I make lovely jewellery that looks like genitalia and boobs.
I'm a little bit concerned that, given that it's a hole in the middle and it's diamond cut, someone's going to try and stick their dick in it and possibly cut
it
on the diamond cut.
I can tell you that we have had our best men put their penises in and out of this for hours on end, and not one single slice has occurred. All kinds of girths, mass,
could you stop doing
width.
That?
I can assure you that there'll be no single slice on that at all. It's as good as a finger as it is for a willy.
Did your penis fit all the way through? So I notice it's quite narrow. You test it on yourself? Did you? Did you do that? It's just a cock. It's just a cock ring, isn't it?
It just fell off. It's a cock ring. I made a cock ring with boobs on. And I thought you'd be my friends. I just wanted to have some money and make some friends and have a business where I make boob rings. We'd be my business. Will you be my business, please?
I'm out.
I mean, what's the point in having diamonds if no one sees them?
Women like diamonds.
Yeah, not on your knob.
Not on your knob.
Why, if it was a big one? A great big one I balanced on the end.
What is even going on?
I thought this was going to be the boring one. I just thought it'd be a ring.
It is boring.
You've come in here with a cock ring and broken down.
Look, it's an elegant, beautiful
I'm
piece.
Out.
It's beautiful.
I don't like the cut of your
24 carats. There's only three available left. Call now 01818111818118 and you can get one of these rings.
All slightly soiled.
No, this one's all right. I cleaned it off with a with a rag. Maybe not. No, maybe not then.
I'm out.
Do you want money?
No, I'm not. I don't want to.
I mean...
He's had his way with it.
Look.
Keep taking it apart all you want.
I mean, it ticks a lot of boxes. It's got diamonds and it's got tits, but there's no point in having either if no one can see them. So for that reason, I'm out.
Right, well, go away.
Absolutely delighted. I came in today. I really needed 150 quid. And I got it. The dragons were kind. They were they're pleasant enough. And the tout bot is going to thrive from here. I think everyone will have a tout bot for their pits, tits, and arseholes, crevices.
I mean, I didn't want to let it out of the bag during the pitch, but I happen to know the new doctor is going to be a mudskipper. So, you know, I think they'll be disappointed when they see that.
Am I disappointed? Yes, I am. Am I proud of Spoff Dribble Solutions? Yes, I am. Are we merging with Margate Dreams? Yes, we are. Do we have any ideas? No. I'm in real trouble with my wife.
Hello, my name is Paul. I'm from Spoff Dribble Solutions. I can't, you were going to do it.
You can do it, man.
Every one of you has come in so far.
It's always spunk.
I like it. Right. Hello, I'm Paul from Spoff Dribble Solutions. I can't. Right.
Just do it. Be professional. Come on.
All right. Hello, my name is Paul. I'm from Spoff Dribble Solutions.
You big child.
It's not even all that funny.
It's really not at all, man.
The funny part is the word solutions for me.
Choose a different name.
All right, okay, I'll choose a different name.
Let's call it SDS.
Okay.
You've got to ask him how it stands.
Hello, my name is Paul, I'm from Spunk. Right, okay, okay. Hello, my name is Paul, I'm from SDS, and I... See, that's not fair!
I know, I had to put up with this!
SDS Limit, Inc. Right. PLC.
You've got to get through this, Paul.
You've got to get through this. Right. Hello, my name is Paul, I'm from Margate Dreams. And there's nothing funny about Margate. What's funny about Margate?
Margate Dreams! You've got to push on through, man, because you're just going to... It's the repetition now that's making everyone laugh.
Right,
just
okay.
Just you going, hello, my name is Paul.
Right, I know.
Push through.